And then over top of the box, the Ark of the Covenant, was the, it says, overlaid round about with gold. That would have been the mercy seat, wherein then was the golden pot that had the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded. That represents the authority of Christ. And they questioned the authority of Aaron and Moses as the Lord's mediators. And God caused that his rod should bud. You think about a rod that was dead, and yet here out of it was brought life. Can you see how that's a type and picture of Christ as well? Who was dead but made alive. And then you'll notice it says, and the tables of the covenant. So this would have been the tables of stone that God instructed Moses to make, on which were the Ten Commandments. And we're going to see here in just a little bit why it was that those tables were put into the Ark of the Covenant. And so we see, even here, as Daniel observes, is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and his mediation. And that had to have been a comfort to Daniel, because the only priests that he had seen for 70 years were those false priests of Babylon and now the Medes and the Persians. But to have this view of Christ, you can see now why it is that he was so overwhelmed to see that here's Christ in that priestly robe, foreordained to come and accomplish that work well after Daniel's days, because that's what we're seeing here, where he said that the time appointed was long. Daniel would long be gone, but it didn't change who was in glory and who was on that throne. And this one that Paul described in Philippians, that thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but humbled himself and came in the form of a servant. He was the Father's servant and was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. When it says there that his body was like the barrel, there's a lot of description here in verse 6. Beryl, from what I understand, is a sky color. It's a precious stone that's the picture of the color of a blue sky. When you go out there and look up, what a beautiful sky. Well, that's how he's described here. And his countenance, it was indescribable. It struck terror, even in those that would behold him, like Daniel. His face has the appearance of lightning. All these are descriptions of Christ and his holiness.